This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Indeed, Language Corner, 21 minutes to 12 o'clock. Sipitori is where we are still continuing. So last week with our social linguist from the Tswana University of Technology, Professor Thabo Ditsele, we spoke quite a bit about the history of the language, the contestations, and whether or not it can be deemed a language to begin with. Prof Ditsele, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Lucon, and good morning to your listeners.
No. Thank you very much. Before we get into the crux of the matter today, we did say we are going to translate a few terms that we are going, you know, with that we have in Sipitori. Let me just play you something that I was tagged on this morning. You might have seen it if you're on Twitter. Well, if you're not, Prof, it's too heavy there with the books, I will excuse you. Let's listen in on this one. It's a very interesting. And they were saying, no, this one, he's a Sipitori candidate, a young white Afrikaner fellow there complaining about, I'm Timile, 1 mark fella. Prof, how are you today?
I'm good, and you, Lucon?
I'm fantastic. Perhaps let's talk about some popular terms that we have in Sipitori that make for almost everyday use and language.
Okay, perhaps before we go there, I just need to make one comment.
Okay,
and the comment is about terminology.
Okay.
Oftentimes, when people speak about Sipitori, they're actually talking about this, this embeddedness terminology that rests on Sipitori as a matrix.
Mm.
Perhaps to clarify the point, every variety, be it standard or non-standard, is capable of being manipulated in a particular direction.
Mm.
Right? I suppose the Zulu that you speak, main in your area, can be stylistic in, you know, twisting certain words for them. You know, it's a performance, as my colleague at UCT, Professor, has said. He says it's really a performance. That's why last week you had a caller who said our variety is more stylistic, it's more cooler than the one spoken in Harangu and Mabupan.
Yes.
They're actually mimicking us. So actually what people are, when people say that, they're actually talking about the hospital that you have in Sipitori.
Mm.
So if you read my material, you will see that I make a clear distinction between what Sipitori is and what hospital is. So hospital
is
anywhere else in the country. It's just, words, lexical items that are thrown into an existing matrix.
Mm.
So without a matrix language, without a base language, you will not have total. You just have, pockets of words that, are meaningless if they don't have a proper context. So what I just listened is someone whose base language is clearly Sipitori, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then the person threw in a lot of lexicon that is drawn from total. So the examples that I'm going to show you today will be based on demonstrating where the line is. Because many people start to see the line when I show them.
Yes.
Before then, they do not see the line.
The line is not so clear. Mm.
Yes, unless if someone shows you where the line is.
Mm. Mm. Now let's get into that line, Prof.
Okay. I've got a few examples that I've taken from the article that I published recently. I think I sent it to Banyana.
Yes. I have a table as well with me. Yes.
Yes. So what I will do, I will start first with the English version,
okay,
right, so that people have a context. And then I will go with a version that men generally would use, because you know, Tsotsitaal is a language that's predominantly spoken by men.
Okay.
And then I will then show you what a version that an ordinary lady would use that doesn't have Tsotsitaal.
Okay.
Right. The first one, and I, by the way, I got this from Len Pitori, which was a trending hashtag in you know, July, August of 2017.
Oh,
so I decided
beautiful.
To take examples from
and
there.
And you took yes. from that one. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Prof.
So they don't come from me. They come from existing, you know, material.
Yeah.
Now, for instance, this sentence, my things are going well. My things are going well, or my things are running smoothly, right? So a gentleman somewhere in Tshwane would say, you know, I've got a meter on X. You know, I've got a meter on X. So if you look at the Lozaka, that's under, that's what, you know, that's what, you know, someone who speaks a Sotho language would say.
Yes.
Regardless of where they live. Right. But now this, the version of Sipitori then becomes the style of introducing run X. Run X is a car.
Okay.
So, you know, or in Tsotsitaal, someone might say, Mehute Zivaya Kren. That's Tsotsitaal.
Mehutes, yes.
Yeah, Mehutes, which is a word that you will find even in Cape Town, you'll find in Johannesburg. So you can't limit it to Pretoria, right? So, but in Pretoria, someone will say, Hilotagat Namisa Ranex. So Ranexi becomes a symbol for smoothness.
Okay.
Right? So an old lady, an old gentleman will not speak like this in Pretoria. They would say, Hilotagat Tamaya Pima.
Okay.
So you see the distinction between
that they are fine.
Run X? Yes. So my things are running smoothly. So
yes.
Run X becomes that term that we isolate to say, where does it come from? What is its semantic meaning in this context?
Absolutely.
Yes. Can we go to the next
one? We can go to the next one, Prof.
Okay, the next one is Bar Osetika Wanba. Bar Osetika Wanba. The English, perhaps I should have started with it. They say she's critically ill. They say she's critically ill.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, Ka One Ba, I was thinking battery, but definitely
yes.
not critically
right.
ill.
it's a battery.
Or network, network, you know,
network.
It comes in bars.
yes, right. So they say she's critically ill. They say it's critically ill. Is Baro says Ka One Ba. You know, if you left with one bar, your battery might die anytime soon.
You are stable but critical.
yes, you're stable but critical. You know, you're training on thin air.
Yeah.
Right. But otherwise, someone would say, the other term that they will use is bar akasata anytime. Bar akasata. So sata, this sata, it comes from sad, African sad, S-A-A-D.
Okay.
So when you plant a seed, it's, remember when the pastors and priests, you know, when someone gets buried.
Yes.
They say, you know, ashes to ashes, soil to soil. So that's planting your seed. So when you die, wasata. So sata in this context has nothing to do with the seed. It has everything to do with the symbolism of being buried. So you're dying or you died. That's where it comes from. So bar akasata anytime, meaning this guy is just hanging by, you know, tiny thread.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if you don't want to sound Tsotsitaal and you just speak regular Pitori, you'd say Baro Hatelit.
Okay.
Baro Hatelit. Yeah, Hatella is, you know, to compress, you know. So in the context of someone who is in hospital, it means this person is really seriously ill. Yes. So as you can see, there's a lot of semantic shift from original terms into what they now mean in the context they are used.
So, Prof, it goes back to what you spoke about last week insofar
yes.
as evolution is concerned, because, I mean, the concept of one bar would be something that has been introduced by the advent of cell phones, which
yes.
is probably as late as the mid-90s in some communities, you know,
yes.
certain upper-class communities
yes.
in mid-90s. So it's not something that would ordinarily have been there, because when we spoke, you traced Pitori to the late 19th century in terms
yeah.
of foundation. But as times evolve, as symbols evolve, as you know, the things that people use on the day to day also change, those are also integrated into the language.
Exactly. So someone in 1990 could not have said Barosetseka one bar.
Yes.
Because the concept of one bar would not have existed at that time.
Mm.
But someone could have said Baro Hatelletswe, because Baro Hatelletswe then becomes what is stable in Sipitori. So people would say, just like they would say something in standard Zulu for, you know, time immemorial.
Mm.
Right. Can we go to another one?
We can go to another one, Prof.
Yes. Let's look at this one. You are out of line now, right?
Okay.
You're out of line now, meaning you're not behaving correctly.
And is that said as a reprimand or is it just said as a warning?
With an exclamation.
Okay, yes. That's with an exclamation. So that's a reprimand.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. So a gentleman would ordinarily say, wa ofremba, no. Wa ofremba. So ofrem is when you leave... When you leave the main road,
yes.
Right, the freeway, you take an off-ramp.
Mm.
So you see, off-ramp has been taken from where it means in the context of someone driving and exiting the freeway into behavior. So if you're not behaving well, you are off-ramping, you are off-ramp, but no. And the no is just taken from Africans. It's part, you know, it's so vital that ordinarily someone will use it everywhere else in the country.
Mm.
So off-ramp comes from that context, right? But before this off-ramp became a concept, someone would have said, utsilesileng biano.
Yes. Yes.
So utsilesileng would be standard Sipitori that does not societal in it.
Yes.
Yes.
But what's interesting about the use of off-ramp here, Prof, is that it's as though as if you off-ramp from the main road, you might not connect to another main road. That...
Yes.
As
yes.
If when you are off-ramping, you are going to no man's land. Before we go to the next one, Prof, Africa is listening in, and he's laughing at himself. He says he was once dribbled by an Uber driver in Tswane, and he says he got in and greeted, Moja Bra, and he says the Uber driver's only response was, Esvar, and nothing else was said thereafter. I'm still confused.
Yeah, well, Esvar is quite popular in Pretoria.
Yeah.
It does not mean you're telling the truth.
It's got nothing to do with the truth.
It has nothing to do with the truth. So if I just say to you, how are you, Lucan, and say Esvar. The alternative would be pila pila. You can just say pila pila. You know, in context, it's like how we use sharp, right? We use sharp.
Yeah,
for whatever,
for many things.
Yes,
it's almost how at times people don't know how to answer yes or no to some questions because they think that both are correct to use.
Yes. So just by saying it's fine, that's it.
You're done.
You're done. Everything is fine. I'm happy to see you. You're welcome.
And you are going to have a good journey with me.
Yes.
Everything is all included as far.
Yes, as far.
Okay, Prof.
Or sometimes people use it as, let's say, I'm narrating a story for you.
Yeah.
And to show that you're following, or even the story is interesting to you, you keep on, you know, interjecting by saying, as far.
Yeah.
Or pila pila, you know, say you urge me to go on.
You're urging the person, you're encouraging them. Clearly, you are not done. You want more.
You know, say more. Yeah. Can we go for another one?
Yes, Prof, yes.
You know, someone may say, Ushapagadi hot wings.
Ushapagadi hot wings.
Ushapagadi hot wings.
Mm.
Know what that means? Can you take a wild guess?
Let me get for a clue first. Are we talking hot wings in the sense of, you know, the ones that are edible?
Okay, someone gets into a taxi get off a taxi and said, hey, I'm thinking about panel somebody. Hey, shabba got the hot wings. I was seated next to someone. Or let me just, you know, in the interest of time. Hot wings in this context is someone who has smelly armpit. Yes. So if you're hygienically, if you don't take care of yourself, and you have smelly, so get a hot wing. It comes from
hot
wings that we know.
Yes.
Yeah. So hot wings, it's, you know, a wing is like, it represents an armpit in this context.
Mm.
So the hot here means bad smell, not good taste.
Okay, you see, this is why now, Prof, it also becomes important, because I suppose hot wings, and now I've got, now that you've explained, I've got an image of a bird or a chicken, you know, raising its wings. And then, of course, you can imagine what comes out there if a person is not looking after themselves.
Yeah, so that's otherwise, if you don't want to sound like speaking to it, you can just say,
Okay.
Yeah, Ukamakwapa is to have bad smell.
Mm.
But if you want to be stylistic, trending, just say, hey, that man over there got the hot wings. Hot wings. Meaning, you know, be careful around him.
Yes.
You know, you might get into irritated, you know, in your nostrils. that's what it means. And then I can give you another one, which you would, and I will try to be, you know, I'll use the blunt one and the respectful one.
Okay.
So if you want to say, I'm going to pee, and this is quite common.
I'm going to?
Pee.
Pee, okay.
Urine.
Yes.
Yeah. So someone would say, kilometer 69.
Okay.
Kilometer 69.
Mm, that one is so quite common.
That's quite common, yeah? So that is, can be attributed to any other variety of Tsotsitaal spoken anywhere else in the country.
Yes.
The only difference here would be kilo beta, kilo sharpa would be Sotutuana syntax.
Yes.
Or even base.
That's right. The base language that is you are using.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. The Tsotsitaal version there then becomes 6'9".
Because right? In isiZulu, it would be Ngisawushaya 6'9", and that's it.
I've never been able to detect where the etymology of 6'9" comes from. Is it the mark that the urine would make on the ground?
Okay.
I really have not gotten someone who knows what the origin.
Exactly. Because it's also quite commonly used, as we are saying, in isiZulu, Setswana, Sesotho, it's quite commonly used across geographic areas.
Exactly. So if someone doesn't want to use 6'9" for pee, they will say, that is more respectful, right? Whereas it's, if you want to be blunt, you just say kiloruka, which is blunt. You know, you wouldn't say that in front of you know, visitors, for instance.
Yeah.
You just say kilontamiti. But gentlemen, if they are, you know, around one another socializing, you know, visnons is again another term that perhaps we can talk about. Visnons is visinons.
Yeah.
After TS, they call them visnons in Swahili.
Oh.
Visin ons.
Who's looking at us? Who sees us?
Yeah, so it could be visnons. Could be visnons thing, so you don't know what that means. Right.
In fact, Prof. Akhil says on Twitter, Sipitori is a deceptive language. The aim is for you to see what we're talking about. Hence, we would say, Wabona, referring to, can you see what I'm saying when we discuss Rabontana type of thing? And then someone is like, Pogiso says, Urata Sikwa, but he has not translated that. What would that be?
Can you say it again?
Urata Sikwa. Sekwa.
I don't know what
I'll
that
ask,
means.
I'll ask Pogiso to come up with. Somebody said I must ask Prof. Ka Kiwete. Is that a popular one?
Yeah, Kiwete would be just regular. It's Tsotsitaal, actually. I mean, I've heard this. I regularly go to Soweto. Even in Soweto, they use the word wete. It really means I'm cool. I'm okay. There's no problem. You know, everything is all, it's where it's supposed to be. Kiwete. Right, kiwete. I suspect it would come from the English wet, meaning, you know, damp. Something, if it's wet, it's when it's, you know, being sprayed with some water.
Absolutely. Saisman says, I thought hot wings gisek. See, Lina, I was going to go towards that one, Saisman. I'm glad I didn't finish my my clue. Prof, let's go to the line, please, quickly. Moses is in Centurion. Okay. Moses, good morning.
Morning, guys. So there's another one where if you want to refer to someone who's not of sound mind or who's a bit crazy, you say that person is half done. They're not properly cooked in the head.
I get you loud and clear, Moses. Half done. Jabu Soshanguve, good morning.
Good morning, Lukona. Yeah, the other term that we use in Pretoria for 6'9 is Koshapamfana.
Koshapamfana.
Yeah. Koshapamfana.
I see. And Mfana. And of course, only men can use that, Jabu.
Yes.
It wouldn't only be females can say Koshapamfana.
It's sexist. Yeah.
I hear you loud and clear. Oh, here's Pogiso on the line, Prof. Oh, I think there was a spelling error in his tweet. Pogiso, good morning.
Look on.
Eita.
Norata Sikwa, okay. Prof, it's
a Norata Sikwa.
Norata Sikwa.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You're going into the bush fell. You're going to the forest.
Ah, yeah. I see. The G was missing, Pochis, on your tweet. It was S-E-K-W-A. Yeah. Now I get...
Okay.
No, push up, push up. As far, as far. Yes.
Another one for, quickly for Prof. When I grew up, 6'9", it's not necessarily meaning for men using the loo. 6'9", it means the loo, but I can either do one of two.
Ah, so that's why some would say you're sharper number two.
Yes. So 6'9" represents the loo.
Yeah.
So I can get into the loo and decide to do another one.
I see. Loud and clear.
See. Now I know where it comes from. Yeah.
And probably I suppose now it gives a bit of a clue because a lot of people also talk about number two. Basau Shao number two.
Yes.
Prof, give us another one, parting shot. We're almost out of time.
Parting shot. There's this common term called lip chat. If I say that lady's hot, that lady's beautiful, I may choose to say, Ausola lip chat.
Okay.
Lip chat. Now, it's a noun. Lip chat is a noun to represent beauty. Or you could even say, Ausola wababa.
Yes.
Wababa is to, you know, when something is hot.
Hot,
but
hot,
in this
yes.
Context, yes. In this context, it means she's very beautiful, right? Mm. So pyatla, it comes from a verb for pyatla, which means to crush. So she's so beautiful that she leaves my heart crushed.
Mm.
So that's where the pyatla comes from. But if you don't want to use that and you want to, you know, let's say this in front of your grandmother, you'd say, Ausola omobila.
Omobila
would mean beautiful,
I
right?
See. Prof, before I let you go, I mean, the word medi is used quite often in some spaces to refer either to girlfriend or a lady. But, I mean, some may say it's derived from maid, and,
That's correct.
Can be quite offensive in some instances. Do you think that there are words that derive themselves but become offensive in outlook?
Look, if a word originally was offensive, if it changes context, or if it's used in a context that is not demeaning, then it's no longer offensive. So maybe I don't think there's any lady who will feel offensive if I introduce my girlfriend and say, Akimediak.
Yeah.
Or if people may, yes, I understand the sensitivities around where it's drawn.
Yes.
Right. But in current usage, maybe just means a girlfriend. It's another word to be taking.
Right. Yes.
Taking on. It's not offensive because in the context it's used in a positive way. It's not negative any longer.
Okay.
Even though we acknowledge that its etymology may be problematic.
Prof Didzele, always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you so much. That's a sociolinguistic professor at Tshwane University of Technology.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.